Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. What up?
Yo, my friend. It's been a minute since we recorded, so.
Right? I forgot what we were doing. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
What does the red button mean?
Right?
It's wild because my MacBook updated and like the Apple Intelligence or whatever is on it now and it does all this stuff and I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah, AI is crazy.
Yeah, it's going to just be commonplace, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm not so far on the conspiracy part that I feel like, you know, I was in the military. They have all my information anyway, so.
Right.
Doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, for sure.
How was your day?
It was interesting. I don't know. The last 2 days have been pretty fucking interesting for me. Like,
oh, yeah?
Well, not. Well, yeah, 3 days. So at work, they're doing, they closed down the parking for the guests.
This is the ticket. Okay, yeah, let's get into it.
So they're making the employees, like, park in the parking garage across the street, and they give you, like, a discount. And so I parked over there at the garage, and it was early morning. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I parked in a compact spot, and there's a big yellow line that's parked painted there that says no overhanging. And so I'm just like, whatever, I'm not sticking out that far. Come back, there's I thought it said $80. It's a $93 ticket. So I was like, okay. So, like, I called the company yesterday. And it's an Indian lady. She's very hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me for the ticket number, and I give it to her. And she's like, oh, I can't find it. Can you tell me everything that it says on the ticket? And I'm just like, at this point, I'm getting frustrated. And I'm like, you know, this seems like a scam to me. Like, you guys write me a $93 ticket, and you have zero information.
Right.
On the ticket. And so she's like, oh, did you pay for your parking? And I'm like, of course I pay for my parking. You can't get out of the parking garage unless you pay. Mm-hmm. It's got one of those arms. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, do you have a receipt? And I'm like, yeah, I have a receipt. So I had to run out to my car to get it. And then she's like asking me to email it, take a picture of it to her and email it of the receipt. So I email it to her. And then she's like, well, what's the last 4 digits to your credit card?
What?
And I'm like, you see that I paid, this is the receipt, you see that I paid for the parking, so what is the problem? And this is like an hour and a half, 2 hour long, and I'm just like frustrated at this point, and she's like, she comes back and she's like, she says something and I can't understand it because it's broken English. She's like, is there anything else I can help you with today? And I'm like, she's really trying to hang up on me. And I'm like, what'd you say? She says it again, and I still can't understand her. And I'm like, ma'am, I can't understand you. What'd you say? She's like, oh, I'm just going to get rid of the ticket completely. You know, and I was fully expecting to pay like half the ticket.
Right.
I was willing to do that. And so that went away. Then for the last over a month, I've been trying to get my psoriasis medication.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance approved it. And then it went to the specialty pharmacy. The pharmacy's keeps calling me and they're like, we're waiting on a pre-authorization. And I'm like, well, you obviously got a pre-authorization already because you received the prescription. Mm-hmm. And so then I schedule for the medication to be delivered today and I get a call this morning. It's like, oh, we can't deliver your medication because you have a $250 copay on the medication. And I'm like, so just bill me. Like, why would you cancel the insurance because,
or right,
cancel sending it or without calling me and be like, hey, do you want to pay this $250? Or do you have a copay card? And I said, well, I used to have a copay thing. I don't have the information. So let me get that handled and I'll call you back. And at this point I was already on the phone with him for like 45 minutes. And then they keep transferring me to different people and they ask me the same questions over again. What's your name? What's your date of birth? What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. So then I go to sign up for the copay thing or I call them and they're like, well, you already have copay stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't have the information to provide to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Can you just give me that information? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, well, we need to call your insurance to verify coverage or that you're eligible. So they call, they refuse to give them any information. And at this point, I'm just like fucking frustrated. And they're like, well, you need to call them and get the information. So I call them. I'm the patient. She tells me, oh, I can't give you that information. And I'm just like, at this point, this is like a 2.5 hour call at this point between all these people.
My God.
So then I call the pharmacy back and I was like, you know what? I'll just pay the fucking money. The $250, just send me my prescription. This is just ridiculous. And like, by no means do I think what that guy that killed the medical CEO guy, but it's like, fuck insurance companies, fuck all this stuff. It shouldn't be this difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to say that, but I was like, nah, I'm going to keep my peace. I'll say it on the fucking podcast.
What's the end result? Are we getting the medication? Are we not getting the medication? What's happening?
I'm getting the medication. I just paid the $250. I mean, which is, it's a lot cheaper than my last insurance.
Yeah.
My last insurance, they covered all but $6,000 and my copay was $6,000. And then I had the copay assistance that paid all of it but $5. And the copay assistance comes from the medication.
Yeah, the medication company. Yeah, the pharmaceutical company.
Why don't you just make the medication that cheap? Why need to go through all this hoops of like discounting?
It's a tax break for them.
You cut out. I didn't hear what you said.
I said it's a tax break for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We could get into that. That could be a whole nother. That's a rabbit hole that we could spend hours on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get too frustrated with stuff, but god damn. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, I still tried to remain calm, but it was just like.
I'm proud of you for that. Good job. But you know I would have lost my marbles. I would have been all, never mind. I don't need it. It's fine.
Right?
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you're getting it taken care of, though.
Broke my earpiece.
Good job.
Hang on. Be right back. I'm just ducking away in my podcast.
Okay.
Right. My God.
It's been a minute since we've been here, Aaron.
Good thing I can edit all this out, but I probably won't.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
We're good.
It's been a minute, clearly, since we've been on here.
It has been.
No, my day was pretty straightforward. Just work, and I didn't sleep well last night, so that makes me short of patience. That's the effects of that.
Right. Just
dealing with a lot of change at work right now and trying to navigate through that and what that's going to look like and what is going to happen for me on the other side of it. And again, that whole work-life balance, it sucks me in every time. Yeah. Every damn time.
I mean, we won't go into details on the podcast, but I know the situation, but I think that I have faith everything will work out just the way it's supposed to work out.
And I do too. It's funny because, you know, and we've talked about this, and in my recovery, I talk about how I struggle with the higher power, like, you know, just in general. Now, whether that be God, the universe, whoever anyone's higher power is, that's their decision. But,
yeah.
You know, I really struggle with that. And I may or may not have said, like, listen, if this is real, then show up and show out. Well, here we are. So, you know, I think
wishes do come true.
Yeah, I think this is one of those situations where, you know, God is going to step in and do what I can't do for myself. It's a relief in one sense, but it's a little nerve-wracking on the other side of it. And, but I have faith that whatever happens, you know, it'll work out the way that it's supposed to. And this is a good lesson for me to just trust in that higher power and have faith and truly believe that I'll be okay on the other side. So, yeah, definitely.
And not go to our default of fuck it and run.
Yeah, that part, and don't fall off of the consistency train. I haven't worked out in 2 days, if I'm being 100% honest. Yesterday was rest day, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Today was not rest day, and I did not get my ass up out of the bed. And I'm giving myself grace, but I also am not giving myself so much grace that it's okay, if that makes sense. Like I don't want to go backwards, and it feels like I'm going backwards because I was sick for that week and didn't work out for that week. And in reality, like I couldn't, like I was short of breath, that I haven't been sick like that in a long time. I didn't. So it feels like I'm falling off the consistency train, but I know I needed to let my body rest through that. I didn't have a choice. Like I couldn't breathe and there was no moving. That was just to lay there, focus on breathing and don't die.
Right.
But so it does feel a little bit like I'm kind of spiraling. And of course that plays with my, you know, plays with my head, and it's all about the stories that we tell ourselves. So I'm just really trying to stay anchored in where I'm supposed to be, because I know that this is I know that in previous situations that were similar to this, this is one of those things that would just sway, you know, I'd slip right back and be right back in the same place that I've started from. And I don't want to do that. And that's an anxiety for me right now. It's building a lot of anxiety and it's almost future tripping, and I'm trying to not do that. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough one. You know, if we don't have that strong foundation when things get rocky in life, you know, it could take us down. But
yeah,
I think if you're diligent, you know, you'll get through it.
Yeah.
And not listen to them stories.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to separate the facts and the emotions, because I feel like if I could separate the fact and the emotion, then I can fix the stories that I'm, or, you know, adjust the stories that I'm telling to myself. So just trying to stay anchored in that. And, you know, before we started recording, I was telling you that I was listening to, our previous episodes, the one with Chris and about self-sabotage. And like, I just really needed to hear that again. And I, you know, I'm so glad that we have those. You know, this, we originally started this podcast for you and I, and, you know, to help other people. But now that we have that and it's recorded,
yeah,
I'm so grateful that we have that. And I'm so grateful that I was able to tap into that as a resource, because that episode is so relevant all the time that I really needed to hear it again. And I really needed to, that reminder of, you know, what we're doing and why it's so important. And it was good to be able to go back and listen to that. So I'm grateful that we have that, if nothing else. Right. So just stay in the course and, you know, not, I just don't want to go backwards, and I can, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've kind of seen myself slipping a little bit too, mental wise, and eating properly. It's so easy to do.
I know. Like, I'm sitting here right now getting emotional about it. Right. Because it is that easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's easy for me to let outside get inside. So I have to be able to not let that happen. So
tough one.
And outside could be, I mean, people, work, whatever. Yeah. It's not necessarily always work, but it, people around me, and, you know, so I just have to stay anchored in what I know makes me feel good and what I know the goal is, and just stay anchored in that and just keep doing the things that I'm doing, because if I don't, this will be a whole nother restart and refocus. And I don't want that. I'm so sick of doing that.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. God, we didn't even make it in there fucking half hour and I'm already bawling my eyes out. I needed it though. Like, I knew we needed to get on and record, and I knew that. And, you know, I think you and I both have been so busy, and me being sick and traveling for work and all of that. Like, we even haven't had a chance to check in with each other.
Yeah.
And it's just the release of all of it and the check in and like reminding each other, this is what we're doing. Like, time to lock back in. And,
I think us doing this podcast is one of the things that keeps us on track.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we haven't recorded in at least 3 weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally we record 2 a week, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in Oregon, and then I was sick, and the week before that we both had stuff going on. Like, it's just been, we both have been really busy between work and us doing the house remodel, and, you know, we're still working on that. But I mean, I have made the conscious decision that this just has to be a priority, because this is what keeps me, one of the things that keeps me where I need to be. So, yeah.
I think it's time we have another guest. I'm not sure who yet, but.
Yeah, I agree. And I think just because it's nice to have someone that's further along in their journey feed into us. And, you know, we don't just do this for other people, but we do it for ourselves, and to get that fire from them. You know, we're clearly not going to any events this year as of right now. And I'm not sure that I am interested in doing anything virtual.
Yeah, me neither.
And I definitely don't have the time or energy to help plan anything locally.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
This will definitely, having a guest will definitely help us, I think. So that's definitely something we probably should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
I have it written down. So far, I have patience and guest written down.
Right. It doesn't even necessarily have to be like somebody that's well known. Like,
no.
Maybe a content, some kind of content creator or something. I don't know. We could talk about whatever. Yeah. But
somebody that's inspiring, you know, they don't have to be any certain place in their life, just somebody that is open to having the inspirational conversation and, you know, what that, whatever that looks like for them. And I'm sure that there will be something in it for us. So
for sure. It's always something we can get out of it. It was funny. I was at work today and the reel from one of our upcoming episodes dropped.
The coworker one? Yeah.
Yeah, the coworker one. I so wanted to be like, hey, I'm going to preface this with, no way is this a diss to you, but I want you to see this. I was going to show her.
It was so good. But, it's so funny.
But I didn't. She was in like meetings all day. Her office door was closed. So I was like, at least I didn't have to deal with her today. I think I would have, if her door was open, I would have had to deal with her.
Yeah. That was so funny, though.
The extra coworker.
Hey, it's fine. It's fine. It's funny you say that because I've had my CSR from Oregon has been up here all week with me and Brandy training. Mm-hmm. So I've picked her up and she's been with me every day. She rides the train back tomorrow to Portland. But I've been listening to our podcast in the morning, driving, picking her up or whatever. She was like, is that the first day? She's like, that's you. And I said, yeah. I said, it's me and my best friend, Erin. I said, and, you know, we have a podcast and there's different episodes and parts where we talk about work and where I'll talk about Brandy or, you know, whatever. And she's dying laughing because she knows who Brandy is. And I just was talking about the episode I was listening to earlier before I dropped her off was about when we did the reboot and Brandy was eating McDonald's french fries in front of me and she was like, that bitch. I was like, I know.
About to murk somebody. Yeah.
So she was like that. It was cool to have her, you know, be able to let her listen to it. And, you know, she got a glimpse into, she said, it makes a lot of sense as to who you are, you know, listening to those podcasts. She said, but I'm going to follow you guys. She said, it's definitely, she said, it kind of gives me some insight as to who you are. She heard the episode about me and, dude, I wasn't ready to listen to that again. I probably should have skipped that episode.
It was good.
It was. It was emotional.
I got a... So not at the hotel, but somebody that works for the company I work for, he's the accountant. And he's literally called me up a couple times. And he's like, I found your, like, social media. And, you know, you put out a lot of inspirational stuff. And he's like, I found your podcast. And I was like, and I was going to like go more into detail on this portion, but I'm not because they'll probably be listening. So
how you doing?
But yeah, I mean, it's crazy though that like people.
Yeah.
People you least expected to be like, oh, I found your stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's cool though. I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't mind being vulnerable about myself or putting myself out there, but I don't ever want to disrespect somebody and put their stuff out there that, you know, so, you know, I try and make sure I don't cross that boundary for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Other than my sister. I mean, it's my sister. She can't beat me up, so I don't care.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy doing it. Like you know me, I'm not like much of a talker. So, this is kind of a way that kind of forces me to talk and whatever. And it's fun. I mean, me and you have this like chemistry of like, we get along and we could just ebb and flow off of each other. So.
Well, and I want people to really understand, like, this is really what it's like in person with me and Erin.
Yeah.
There literally is, the conversations are exactly the same. There might be a little bit more teasing to each other that goes on in person versus in the podcast, but it's, you know, this is what our messenger would read. So it doesn't really change just because we're on camera, for sure.
Yeah.
So
that's for sure.
I already feel better. Not even gonna lie. I just am, yeah. I knew we needed it. I knew that. You know, I definitely knew we needed it. I just, yeah.
It's kind of like when, you know, when we started this podcast, like we had talked about it for a while and then our lives got busy and then we both got into a bad place and I was still in that bad place and you were like, we should do the podcast. And like I said, mentioned before, my first initial thought was to say, no, I just don't have the capacity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the words that came out of my mouth were like, yes, let's do it. Because I knew that this would be something that would pull me out of that.
Yeah.
Like, you and I have kind of stepped away from everything else, kind of not so much focusing on our side business. And so I think it's vital that we still have some kind of an outlet to, and I think anybody should have some kind of an outlet, whether it's a podcast or a group of like-minded people.
Absolutely.
To stay plugged in and keep that mindset right.
You know, and stepping away wasn't, I mean, I want to clarify that we didn't step away because we think one way or the other. That's at least for me. I can say that for me. I mean, it's not about that. It's literally about taking care of myself. I think you and I got pigeonholed for a little while.
Yeah.
And I just had to, like we say, I had to start showing up for myself before I could show up for the community. And so that's just what it's about right now. I don't know if people know how it's work for me every day to get up and work out. It's work for me every day to make the right food choices. It's work for me every day to stay in the right mindset. And right now that's all I can handle.
Yeah.
And
it's a struggle. I mean, it's not something that, it's not for you and I, it's not something that comes natural.
Right. Regardless of what people see on social media, like what we post on our social media, people have to understand, and I'm not saying that they don't, I just am saying this out loud. Like, people have to understand at the same time that this is true, like, for real work for us. For me, for sure. To get up and to stay consistent and to keep myself anchored in the right mindset is truly a struggle every day. And it's easier. Don't get me wrong. It's way easier now than it used to be back in the day, but it still is work. And it still is me making the conscious choice to do that and the conscious choice to step away and take care of me and make myself a priority. So,
I mean, it's important. Like you said, like people see social media, like the stuff that we do, you know, takes energy. It's not easy. Like if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah, correct.
And it's a struggle, and that's why you got to have consistency because it's, and you know, have routine, because if you get out of that routine, it's so easy to revert back to the old, the easier, softer way. Like, it's actual work.
Yeah.
It's like it's another like full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Plus you throw in recovery, plus my marriage and kids, plus there's just not enough time in the day. So I have to, you know, how many times have we heard priorities are never in conflict? You know, my priorities right now are myself, my family, and us. Doing this and my recovery, like it's not about not wanting to be a part of the community or anything like that. It's just I don't have the capacity to carry everybody right now. So
100%.
Yeah.
And for me, and that's kind of why I stepped away, because I need to, you know, concentrate on myself and like I'm not getting what I need from that. And like, yeah, I mean, it's just,
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
100%. Without putting any... Yeah, I get it. I think we're right where we need to be, friend. I think we're doing exactly what we need to be doing to take care of ourselves and to continue on this journey for us to be the best version of ourselves, because that's the ultimate goal. So...
Yeah.
I think we're right where we need to be. Even on the hard days, even like for me right now, the hard stuff is right where I need to be, because I have to go through it to get through it. You know what? Yeah. Does that make sense? So,
I mean, yeah. It just goes to like, it's insanity to stay in places where you're not getting what you need from.
Right.
And I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is I wasn't getting what I needed and what I was putting in. So, you know, I'm going to focus my energy on other things. I'm not leaving. I'm just not going to be in it as much as I was before.
Yeah.
Right now. I get it. Not to say that I won't ever.
Right.
But I got other priorities.
Yep.
Me, 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 me.
Right. No, I totally agree. And, you know, I think the people that are truly behind us and truly support us understand that. And if they don't, that's okay too. It's not for them to understand. That's neither here nor there. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, everything's rainbows and butterflies, you know. Right. Yeah, that's just not, I mean, as far as updates on the house, we got the stairs done. Yay.
Nice.
Moving on upstairs and started painting all that out and got a lot of that done. I started like cleaning downstairs. So when I was sick and I came home, there was still like 2 more days of sickness. I got sick in Oregon, came home early from the trip, didn't get anything accomplished in Oregon that I needed to get accomplished. Came home early from the Oregon trip, still was sick a couple more days. And then the first morning that I woke up and felt like halfway decent, I was like, we got to clean the funk out of the house. Like in my mind, I was like, it's everywhere in here. Like it's got to be between me and Jaden and Jason. Like we got to clean the house. So I like started deep cleaning and have just taken one room at a time, you know, starting downstairs and just, I mean, bleach and just clean. And it just felt better like afterwards. I was like, thank God. It was like the funk. The plague is gone, hopefully.
Other than the smell of bleach, maybe.
You know, I don't go crazy with it because I'm like that too. Yeah. But I use the Myers cleaning products.
Okay.
And I use them because they're safe, chemically safe or whatever. So it's not as bad. I don't go crazy with it. I do like 2 capfuls in just some water. But I just needed to kill and clean everything because in my mind I could see it like crawling all over. I even bathed the dogs. I'm like, here, come here, just in case.
Right. That's funny.
So, no, just working on the house and, you know, going to the gym and trying to stay consistent. And I started making sourdough bread. That's fun.
Nice.
I made homemade butter. I'm a homesteader now, y'all, in case you wanted to know.
Yes.
Just because I made sourdough bread and homemade butter. Listen, if the apocalypse hits, don't worry. I got us.
Yeah, she's trying to convince me. Let's just go homestead.
I know. I did message Aaron. I was like, guess what my crazy new idea is?
I was oh, Lord, here we go.
I was like, I'm going to be a homesteader.
I was talking to one of the clients yesterday. I was like helping him with a problem and he was like real talkative. Like I'm a one track person when I'm doing stuff and I don't like to carry on conversations, but this client was, we were talking and the conversation come up of you telling me you wanted to homestead and he was like, I'm thinking, you know, my buddy was sending me this stuff about buying some land and doing that. And he's like, you know, maybe we should do that. I was like, I don't know.
Listen, I mean, if we got like 20 acres, we could put you all the way at one end, us at the other end. We still would have to call each other before we came over. It's not like we could just pop up.
Yeah.
And grow our own food, have some chickens, all the stuff. We'd be fine. We wouldn't even have to have neighbors. We would be self-sufficient right there.
It just doesn't sound fun to me. Like I hate the city. Like living like in downtown city. Seattle or
yeah, like true Portland. City. Yeah.
No, like I'm okay with like, even though it's like a lot of crime and stuff, like living in the city like we do, a smaller city. Like I'm okay with that because stuff is close, but like homesteading and stuff, like we got to figure out our own power. We got to figure out our own water. We got to do all this stuff. It just don't sound fun to me. And I like being around people sometimes, not like all the time. Like I have my moments where I just don't want to be around anybody, but
it was so funny though. Like when I took you, when we went back to Texas and you went with us and us driving, you know, to get to Jennifer's house or wherever we were going. And you're like, how far do we have to go?
Right. I'm telling you, it was fucking deep from the airport. We were just driving and driving and driving and driving. And then we get there and they decide to go eat. And it's driving and driving and driving and driving. And I'm just like, holy fuck, fuck this.
Karen's like, it's like, why is everything so far?
I know.
It's like, oh my God.
I mean, we're in Galea, Texas. And it's like, when they say everything's bigger in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, even including the city to city, it's fucking.
I guess, and maybe that's why it's not so strange to me to live that way, because that's just how I grew up, like, and so it doesn't bother me because there's no traffic. You go 90 miles an hour, so it doesn't bother me, like, where it takes us freaking an hour and a half, 2 hours sometime to get home from Seattle, we could be deep, deep in Texas by that time. Like, we could have been two cities over by that time.
Like, I wouldn't mind the traffic, but it's just like, what if it's like 9 o'clock at night and you decide you want ice cream? You got to drive grocery store fucking 2 hours just to get ice cream.
I mean, honestly, that might not be a bad thing for us.
Right. True. True.
No, the whole homesteading thing is like, just because the world's so crazy right now, in my mind, I'm like, listen, I just want to take the people that I care about and go on one piece of land and like just live our happy little lives and not worry about it, all the other crazy shit that goes on. Like, so that's probably where that stems from. And I think it would be super challenging, but I also think it would be super fulfilling. Like, until, here's where I would struggle. The second I had to kill my own animal that I have been feeding and raising and all of that. Oh my God. I get it. Like, I know that that's what they're raised for. I don't know. I couldn't be there. I couldn't watch it happen. I couldn't be the one to do it. I could never know about it. I just couldn't do that part, I don't think. Because I get super attached to everything all the time. So I look at Cosmo and I'm like, you get on my nerves so bad. But if something were to happen to him, I would die.
Well, look, sounds like you're turning vegetarian if you go homesteading.
Yeah, no, that can't. I tried that. Remember, it didn't work out so well. There's a theme in my life, people. Okay, I try everything at least once. I've tried carnivore. Couldn't get past the whole, I think I'm going to have a steak with a side of eggs and another side of eggs. Like, I couldn't get past that. Then I tried vegetarian, and it was okay for a little while. Like, I did it for a little while. And then it got down to, like, planning meals and making meals was just too difficult. So now I just try and eat balanced. But I can't be the one to kill the animal. I can't do it. I'm too soft-hearted for that. Can't do it.
Thank God you got a husband.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, I have a husband. Let's be real. Is Jason killing anything? If it was attacking him, yes, he would kill it. But just to kill it, probably not.
Y'all are going to have to learn how to do it if you're going to homestead or you're going to starve.
If it's a snake or any sort of reptile, I'm just on my own at that point because he's terrified of them.
I don't know. Rattlesnake tastes like chicken, I hear.
That's not true. It doesn't.
Oh.
It does a little bit, but it's a different kind of consistency. It doesn't taste like chicken. No. Frog legs do. They really do.
Yeah, they do. I had frog legs for the first time clam digging down in Grayland with Lisa and her family. And there's a bar down there that sells fried frog legs. And I ate them for the first time.
Hell yes.
Good.
It's like a mini chicken wing.
Yeah. Like there's not enough meat on here. I know.
You gotta eat 82 frogs to have a full meal. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how far I get into it. I definitely am going to start. I'm obviously going to keep making sourdough bread. I just think it's healthier than the bread that you can buy in the store, no matter what. Yeah,
anything is healthier than the store.
And keep making my own butter because, listen, I could put anything in my butter that I want to. Garlic, i.e. garlic, that's probably going to be the number one thing. And it's so easy not to do it. And it makes way more than I could ever buy at the store. And it freezes. So there's that. So I'll keep doing those two things for sure. But I want to start learning how to can vegetables and food. Just because in case shit hits the fan and zombies become a thing, I need to know that I'm okay. Like,
a lot of them conspiracy theories happening with like the COVID vaccine that people are going to start turning into zombies.
Listen, I don't want to be the one to start the COVID conspiracy. But I'm just going to let you know, I may or may not have been vaccinated. I was, per the military. And I have never been as sick as I was this last time. And I have never had a cough and congestion persist as long as it has this time. Take it for what you want. I'm just saying.
And so, I, on the other hand, have never got it. But I will say that I've probably been more sick than I have in the last four or five. And it could be a coincidence because it's like, well, I mean, I smoked forever.
Right.
And then I quit.
And I don't necessarily know that it's just the vaccine. So don't get me wrong, people. That's not what I'm saying. I think that medication in general is overused.
Yeah, for sure.
In the United States.
Yep.
So I think that our bodies forgot how to fight off infections and bugs and viruses and all of that. So
I mean,
that's
where I'm going
with that.
I think it has a lot to do with locking people up and doing the whole mask thing that people lost their natural immunity to things. And then
kids don't play in the dirt anymore.
Yeah.
They're inside on video games. Kids are not out running. Dude, I can remember eating dirt as a kid.
Right.
And when I was pregnant, I craved dirt all the time.
Wow, you're weird.
It's called, there's a thing. It's called pica. It's called pica.
I ate a slug when I was little, so.
Oh, barf. Dude.
It was pretty slimy.
You know the, in front of my house, where the bushes grow right there, planted area. Dude, there are some slugs that come out of that sucker. I mean, they're like this and just fat, like in a little. Yeah.
Like, bro. I always wonder what, like, the purpose of slugs, like, where in the food chain.
I don't know. It's gross.
Like, what
raccoons eat them?
Do raccoons eat them?
Raccoons eat anything.
Yeah, raccoons are nasty.
Dude, I couldn't get past this. Ew. My dogs are stupid enough. They've like picked them up and put them in their mouth. Well, the slugs automatically like release some sort of like extra slime. And then Koa, because he's so much bigger, Koa will walk around and just be like, pit, pit, like coughing up shit all day. Like, gross.
I mean, I did have to put some salt on it first.
Oh, God. Gross.
All right, my friend.
Well, I'm glad we got on.
Yeah, me too. We'll end on the slug note.
Good. Such a good note to end on.
I hope you all enjoyed the slug fest.
Oh, I did. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for jumping on. I appreciate it. No
problem. We did need it.
All right, y'all. If you're struggling too, reach out. We're here for you. We get it.
Yep.
Can't be great all the time. Got to refill the tanks.
Yes.
So.
And we love the feedback. Keep it coming.
Absolutely.
Send us those suggestions. Topic.
Or
you
if
you
hear. A guest. If you guys have somebody that you would like for us to bring on.
Yeah.
Let us know. We'll do what we can for sure.
Yes.
So. All right. Adios.
Peace. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.